Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Aggressor invading a neighbor country, trying to change the borders. If he could end it without putting Ukraine in a position where it had to concede its territory to the aggressor, if President Trump were the architect of that, I'd nominate him for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Now, I know I probably should have attached a warning label. I'm about to play Hillary Clinton audio. Prepare yourself. But yeah, this was making the rounds over the weekend. She was on a podcast, and of course, you know, former presidential candidate, former first lady, former secretary of state, former senator. People may forget that she was a senator for a while, not very long. But the gist was, look, if Trump could pull off a peace deal with Ukraine and Russia, with a bunch of footnotes, okay, I'll play you the full audio here in just a second, that she would nominate him for a Nobel Prize. And I know the reaction on social media was, what? Well, no, I mean, that's what reasonable people say. And I'm not making the case that Hillary Clinton is a reasonable person. I'm, you know, could not disagree with her more about almost everything. But it's always good for somebody to take a position that says, you know, look, if somebody that I cannot stand and think is incompetent and crazy does this, I would support that. Because you always want to support the individual case, right? You always want to look at each individual statement, each individual case. The habit, I will tell you as a logic teacher for a long time, is that we tend to judge the statement by who said it or the fact claim by who said it, which is a terrible way to approach things. That will lead you to all kinds of mistakes. Instead, you should judge each claim, each statement on its own merit. Because even somebody who is otherwise wrong all the time can get something right, and even somebody who is otherwise right all the time can get something wrong. You know, nobody's infallible, and nobody's got no virtue whatsoever. But her long version of this, and this is not Hillary Clinton suddenly coming out in favor of President Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize. There's a long list of caveats to this concept, and it's very unlikely that anybody is capable of satisfying all of these caveats. So it may be a bit of a doesn't amount to much in the end. But look, it's something. And here's the long version. It's about a minute long, but this is the long version of what she said. And even this one has been edited just a little bit for timeliness because she rambles a bit. I mean, they all do. Okay. You know, Obama did, Biden certainly did, Trump does. So it's not wrong to edit her, but this is the more full concept of what she was saying.
Not meeting with a friend. He is meeting with an adversary, and an adversary who wants to see the destruction of the United States and the Western alliance. But if he could bring about the end to this terrible war, where Putin is the aggressor, invading a neighbor country, trying to change the borders, if he could end it without putting Ukraine in a position where it had to concede its territory to the aggressor, had to, in a way, validate Putin's vision of greater Russia, but instead could really stand up to Putin to make it clear there must be a ceasefire, there will be no exchange of territory, and that over a period of time, Putin should be actually withdrawing from the territory he seized in order to demonstrate good faith efforts, let us say, not to threaten European security. If President Trump were the architect of that, I'd nominate him for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, so when you hear the full version, like, okay, so Putin has to give up all the territory, he's got to withdraw over the long haul. We've got to, you know, not have an exchange of land for peace, no appeasement. Okay, well, I mean, this is not going to happen. This is not the way it's going to turn out. The issue is going to be how much territory is Ukraine going to be willing to give up? You know, they've historically said none. Of course, Putin says, I want everything I've taken and more. Will there be any kind of mutual security agreements? Russia wants none to be available. Ukraine wants to be a member state of NATO. That's probably not going to happen. Even Trump has said that that's really not on the table anymore. So there's a lot to happen. What she's saying is, look, if he can pull off the purple flying unicorn of all optimism ever expressed about this situation, then I would nominate him for a Nobel Peace Prize. So it doesn't really amount to much. But it's something. You know, we'll take it as a something. 437-1620, 437-1620. We'll be talking to Jimmy Petronas later on this morning, our congressman, 740. He was on a, this was The Hill. I didn't remember, I don't recognize or know the host, but I was watching a little bit of this podcast on Friday, I think it was, and they were talking about the issue of the District of Columbia and the federalization of the police force there, which has now not, I guess, been totally federalized because they've, as David reported to us last hour, they've put their, you know, chief of police is back in charge instead of the head of Homeland Security, or I forget, the DEA, whoever it was that they had in charge of it before. We got National Guard troops basically, you know, operating within the city, and more are coming. Anyway, Jimmy was asked about this and he commented.
The thing I learned, I was a chief financial officer for the state of Florida for 8 years. You don't have nice businesses, you don't have safe places to take your kids, you don't have good churches and schools unless it's safe. And this is exactly what the president's doing. I'll remind people, Washington, D.C. is a federal city. It's been created by the federal government. The president is totally within his jurisdiction to make the city the safest it needs to be. And as a taxpayer of Florida District 1, our citizens deserve it to be the safest city in America.
So what he's, you know, not to explain what he already explained, but, you know, security matters, and if people don't feel safe, and there's been this long-standing perception of D.C. that it is an unsafe place, and it has been in some parts. I've been to D.C. a handful of times, and I've seen parts I wouldn't go back to, and I've seen a lot of other parts that are like, it's totally fine. So, you know, he's right, obviously, that public safety is vital, and if that doesn't exist, then you're not going to have growth and stability. On the other hand, the data does indicate that, you know, violent crime and crime in general is not out of control in D.C. It's not a city in need of rescuing from that, per se. So there's kind of this dual problem. On the one hand, obviously it is within his prerogative, but Congress is more responsible, really, for overseeing the district. On the other hand, do you love the idea of a president, you know, bringing in the National Guard and federalizing the police force in the city? Doesn't seem ideal to me. And, of course, Trump has had this habit of doing things this way, which, again, does not seem ideal to me, and I can see the other side on this. So time, I suppose, will tell whether it really amounts to much of anything. Personal impression is it feels like Trump wanting to exert his will, and the targets of his exertion of will seem to be Democrat cities, which may be justified on their own merit, may also just be a matter of he wants to take more control of these things, and we'll see. It doesn't give me a lot of comfort to see the federal government stepping into, city oversight, frankly. But as Jimmy Petronas correctly points out, it's within their domain, especially in D.C., because it's literally a federal property. 617 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you run a company, you have to handle benefits for folks, then Torgerson Consulting is a great resource for you. If you have to do health insurance and dental and vision and life and disability, you know, all the things that you got into business to do, probably not at all. You got into business to, you know, fix cars and, you know, build homes and, you know, install IT cabling networks. And, you know, you didn't get into business to handle, you know, HR management. That wasn't your goal, or disability insurance or payroll. But that's what Torgerson Consulting does. That's what they like to do. You know, you like to do your thing and you hate to do their thing. Well, they like to do their thing and they probably wouldn't like to do your thing. And that's the way we do business, right? You go find somebody who's good at doing it and likes doing it and can do it well for you. We've been using them here at News Radio for about 4 years, Cat Country and ESPN Pensacola for about 4 years. And they're great. Like, they manage our benefits and we have had nothing but, you know, happiness with them. Like, they answer our questions. They give us better customer service, better plans and choices than we had before. And I'm a fan. That's why I like talking about them. So if you'd like them to come look at what you're doing in your company and for no obligation, see if it can be done better, cheaper, or both, 433-9996, or check them out online, Torgerson Consulting at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Summer's heating up, and so is the menu at Sonny's Barbecue. This is Eldon with Sonny's. Sink your teeth into delicious competition-style St. Louis ribs, smoked to perfection and ready for a standing ovation. Or try the new barbecue slider sampler. Three bold sandwiches and one happy belly. Feeling a little tangy? Grab the Tennessee Vinegar Pulled Pork Sandwich. It's got a zip that you won't soon forget. Don't forget to save room for the strawberry corn cakes. They're sweet, seasonal, and only for summer. Visit sonnysbarbecue.com for the location nearest you.
Local radio brings people together like never before.
It's a beautiful hometown weekend out there. We've got
your local stations keep you informed and involved with music, talk shows, and real-time news updates you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters, connecting you to what matters most. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress to support your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough roads to get up to 88.
Roads? Well, we're going. We don't need roads.
The latest on Fabulous Park, we have a grant, we finally have a grant agreement between the city and Conservation Florida. If you recall, we've been waiting many, many months now for DEP and Conservation Florida to get all of their I's dotted and T's crossed. We now have a grant agreement in hand between city and Conservation Florida, and our legal department has reviewed it. And moving forward, the plan now is to get that agreement, supplemental budget resolution, and a draft site dedication in front of the City Council at the September 11th meeting. So so that will be our first and major tangible step followed by that community outreach and feedback about what we want to see long-term for that $2.2 million at Bay Bluffs Park.
Yeah, great news. It couldn't possibly come soon enough. I think we all feel that way. It's almost been so long now with Bay Bluffs Park being closed that there's a part of you that's like, oh, yeah, we used to have, you know, we used to have access to that. But, you know, we're working on it. And as the mayor pointed out, nobody is more eager to get this resolved and back in use than he is.
I've shared that in some of the town halls recently around the area, but we'll obviously be making a concerted effort specific to Bay Bluffs Park. And I know we've got lots of interested folks that are deservingly impatient about how long it's taken, and all I can assure everybody is there's no one more impatient about getting Bay Bluffs Park done inside these city limits than me. So whatever urgency you feel, add 10%, and that's the urgency I feel about getting Bay Bluffs Park up and going. So very, very excited for that.
I'm 100%, 110% of your urgency, which I'm sure that's true, especially because presumably the mayor is going to be running for re-election. Next year's an election year, and he would like to get this resolved because it's, I mean, right now it would be a negative for him to be running under re-election with having basically closed Bay Bluffs Park and not having it reopened to any use whatsoever. 6:23 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Thank you to the folks who filled in for me last week while I was on vacation. Bobby and Walker and Craig all did great. And PJ, who is here today, and I caught him mid-water drink. Sorry, PJ, didn't mean to do that to you.
No worries.
How are you not excited about your Brewers? Are you not a Brewers fan anymore?
I'm not a Brewers fan anymore.
Oh, you gave
it up. Not since 1994.
I wonder what happened back then. Yeah, what did happen? A little strike for you? Is that all right. Three out. You know, I came back to baseball in the Sammy Sosa-McGuire run because I was in St. Louis and it was exciting. That got me back to baseball after all those years of... I didn't really leave it for ideology. I just fell away. I just faded away. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew.
Is it?
Well, yeah, look at that. The sun is shining somewhere. The sky is
blue. I mean, you're a newsman.
Blue.
You know, you make these proclamations. You proclaim it good. And I just want to make sure that, you know, you stand by that estimation.
You know, today is a good day. I'm in a great mood, and so I'm going to stand by my declaration.
It's going to be brutally hot again. Mid-90s. Well, that's feels like 150. I did yard work yesterday for 2 hours. Oh, my God. I mowed, and then, which, like, at 9 a.m., you know, when it's, like, safe to operate as a human. And then I thought, the weed whacking, I guess I'll do that. Hour later, it's a terrible choice.
9 a.m. when it's safe, 9:30 when it's not.
Exactly.
The House probe in Jeffrey Epstein's case will have its first witness today. Former Attorney General William Barr scheduled to appear in a closed-door House committee. Comer's subpoenaed former President Bill Clinton, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and other top former officials.
Oh, by the way, not to derail you, but somebody had followed up a text on the Hillary Clinton nominating Trump for Nobel Peace Prize if all these things happen.
Right.
And somebody texted and said, she might as well have said, if he walks on water, I'll nominate him for the Nobel Peace Prize. That's fair. That's right. Go ahead, sir.
That is fair. Absolutely. More states sending National Guard troops to the nation's capital. The governors of Ohio and South Carolina sending 350 soldiers to D.C. They'll be assisting federal law enforcement there. And West Virginia's governor also sent hundreds of troops to D.C. in recent days as well. Big meeting at the White House today. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and a number of European leaders will be there. It's Zelensky's first trip to the White House since the last one that made lots of headlines.
It went so well.
Yeah.
That made everybody so comfortable. I love this, you know, the allegation that somehow the people from Europe are coming with him in order to keep him safe from Trump bullying him. Or, I mean, it could be that they are the ones most closely invested in the outcome of the peace negotiations, and therefore it's appropriate for them to be present. I mean, you can pick your narrative. I don't pick the first narrative. David, thanks so much for the update. 6:26 News Radio 92.3 PJ sitting in for John Pickens today and tomorrow. Traffic on the fives.
Take a look at the big board. Just one area we're tracking right now, and that's the front gate of NES Pensacola, South Navy Boulevard, backed up to about Central Avenue. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
How big is the board?
Very big.
Very big. Is it as massive. Big as the big board in Dr. Strangelove or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb? Is it as big as the big board in the war room?
Maybe a bit smaller.
Okay. All right. Just checking. I want to keep these things straight in my head. Somebody texts in as far as the project goes for fixing Bay Bluffs Park, there's an even longer standing problem, which is the fishing pier. Okay, yes, but. That's a county project, not a city project. And look, I know. I mean, trust me, I know. I'm not criticizing. I know it's hard to keep track of who owns what thing, right? I mean, it absolutely is hard to keep track of that. And, you know, I've long said, as somebody who didn't care anything about local politics before I moved here, I'll confess it. I never cared about watching the local news, never cared about local. I always thought, oh, my God, why bother? And then I discovered local politics is super entertaining and interesting and important, you know, affects your life much more than what the feds are doing all the time. So now obviously I'm very invested, but one of the things that even I had to learn was, you know, what is the difference between what the city is responsible for and what the county is responsible for and what the sheriff, who is not a member of the county, right? I mean, he is a resident, but you know, you elect the sheriff separately and they, even though they're funded by the county commission doesn't tell the sheriff how to run their business. And then you have the water folks, you know, and the sanitation folks. And if you're in the city, it's one organization. If you're in the county, it's ECUA. I mean, you know. And then what does the state control and what does the feds? Just literally knowing which entity is responsible for the thing, as in who to call, is hard to know. It's complicated. It's ridiculously complicated. And so, for example, keeping straight the idea that the Wayside Park in Pensacola is a Pensacola property that was long delayed because of FEMA post Sally. Sally is when the barges came and swiped everything out there. Okay. So that park has been basically closed. Basically closed. And why isn't that getting fixed? Well, for a long time, it had to do with FEMA and funding and all of that. And now, because the fishing pier on Wayside Park is in the process of getting restored, because that's how FEMA works, they'll rebuild something to its exact prior specifications. Well, it was a long time getting that funding secured, but that's a county project. The county owns that pier, just like the city doesn't own the bridge, the county owns the bridge. Really, FDOT owns the bridge. But the county owns the old fishing pier, and so that's a county project. And similarly, you don't want to rebuild Wayside Park in order to just have, hundreds of trucks come through and rebuild the pier. You want to, that doesn't make any sense. So we're waiting to get the fishing pier rebuilt, which it's real close to getting started. But that's a county project. But most people, the average person, is going to say, I don't know if I want to reelect that D.C. Reeves. That stupid fishing pier has been, ever since Sally hasn't been rebuilt. Well, it has nothing to do with him. But that's a very normal reaction. I get that. And that's why I try to sometimes just clarify these things, because keeping it all straight and who's really responsible for the thing that is making you happy or upset, right? That's hard. I mean, it really is a challenge to keep. So you got to have, people like me trying to pay attention to keep track of all these things and then to remind people when they ask questions. 437-1620. What was I going to talk about next? I don't even remember now. Oh, we might. This is right up your alley-ish. It's close because you're from Wisconsin, PJ. Do you see the male cheerleader for the Minnesota Vikings?
I did.
You wish you could unsee that?
Wish.
We might talk about that a little bit coming up, among other things. We'll be back in just a minute. David Wayne's got your local news coming up next, after Fox.
Gianna Gelosi. Days after President Trump's summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is heading to the White House again, but this time he's bringing backup.
He'll be joined by seven other European leaders, hoping to make a unified stance and trying to hammer out a peace deal on the best terms possible for Ukraine. President Trump, meantime, already making it clear that Zelensky must be willing to make concessions.
That's Fox's Douglas Ader. Hundreds of thousands of Israelis protested Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to expand his offensive in Gaza, saying it would further endanger the remaining hostages.
The goal is to shut down the country, according to organizers who represent the families of hostages. Hundreds of thousands of people are taking part. The protesters say the Israeli government is putting politics ahead of their freedom.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Six 31 at News Radio 92.3. Good morning. It is 76 degrees, partly cloudy in Pensacola. We've got our forecast with Brooke Richardson on the way in just a few minutes. A suspect was shot and killed in an armed standoff with police in Crestview over the weekend. Happened Saturday after a suspicious vehicle was found at a closed business on South Ferndon Boulevard. Officers say when they made contact, the suspect had a firearm in the vehicle with them. Police say they had negotiation teams on site. They attempted to convince the suspect to surrender peacefully for hours, but they say the suspect eventually pointed the firearm at an officer. He was then shot by police. The suspect did die at the scene. WEAR had crews on scene, showed photos of the vehicle riddled with dozens of bullet holes and shattered windows. FDLE is investigating that shooting. Former NFL player T.J. Yeldon was arrested in Baldwin County over the weekend. Deputies responded to the 28,000 block of State Highway 181. They say that's where Yeldon and a female were in the midst of a heated altercation. When deputies knocked on the door, Yeldon reportedly turned the lights off, then refused entry into the home. The woman involved was on the phone at the time with 911 dispatchers and had locked herself in a bedroom. When deputies attempted to force entry, they say Yeldon unlocked the door and was then taken into custody without further incident. He now faces several charges, including third-degree domestic violence, criminal mischief, and interference with a domestic violence emergency call. He was taken to the Baldwin County Jail and later released on bond. Well, there's controversy in Alachua County after their local school board chair, Sarah Rockwell, made insensitive comments about the passing of late professional wrestler Hulk Hogan last month. Rockwell posted a sarcastic comment on social media asking if Hogan died, then saying, quote, good, one less MAGA in the world, end quote. Now, that created a firestorm for their school board at a recent meeting. A public commenter was nearly removed for insulting Rockwell. The school board amended its public comment rules at a workshop and then received a refresher course on allowable conduct in meetings and in social media. Education Commissioner Anastasius Comitas has criticized Rockwell for violating the commenter's First Amendment rights and has suggested withholding salaries from school board members. Rockwell scheduled to address the State Board of Education soon. Well, this year's Cat Country Radiothon to benefit the Studer Family Children's Hospital set a new record, bringing in over $300,000 in donations last Friday. The money will help the Children's Hospital fund the new laser interstitial thermal therapy treatment. Now, they say that's a minimally invasive precision laser therapy, which can treat complex brain tumors and epilepsy. The hospital says the LITT treatment can improve patients' quality of life and reduce the need for open surgery. The Radiothon was made possible by volunteers and generous donors from across the community. The 2025 total topped the previous record, which was set just last year. And it is 6:35 here at News Radio 92.3. And PJ's got our traffic on the fives.
Traffic is brought to you by Rapid Radios. Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies with nationwide LTE coverage. For a limited time, get 60% off and free UPS shipping at rapidradios.com. Use code radio for an extra 5% off. Taking a look at the big board right now. Front gate of NES Pensacola, South Navy Boulevard, is backed up to about Vancouver Street. So that's going to take you a few extra minutes. Also going over to North Davis Highway and Blackwell Lane. They are saying there's a hit-and-run crash there. Roadway is clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
We do have a small chance of rain today, 30% overall. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, high near 93. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. For Tuesday, 40% chance of a pop-up shower or thunderstorm, high near 92. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 75. Going into Wednesday, 30% chance of rain, high near 92. And by Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 76. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, we've got 76 degrees. It is partly cloudy this morning in Pennsylvania. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yields dipped this morning as traders gear up for the Federal Reserve's annual symposium and the release of its July meeting minutes. The two-year Treasury yield was 2 basis points lower at 3.74%. The benchmark 10-year note yield fell 3 basis points to 4.295%. After years of lawsuits, rule changes, and battles over the impact of the popular tourist rentals, Airbnb has started removing unlicensed New Orleans listings from its site. The enforcement of the rule officially kicked off at the beginning of August. Shares of Novo Nordisk climbed almost 5% after the company's blockbuster Wegovy obesity drug received accelerated approval from the Federal Drug Administration to treat a serious liver disease. The progressive liver condition affects roughly 5% of U.S. adults. Futures are slightly lower. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 34, the NASDAQ down 87, the S&P 500 down 18. That's your money now.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Florida State football's coming. Are you ready? The season kicks off as the University of Alabama rolls into town for the first time ever. The epic season continues as the Noles take on teams like Virginia, the Hurricanes, Clemson, Florida, and more. Have your business branded inside all the games, plus weekly promos and commercials. A special sponsorship package is waiting just for your business. Get your business on the field. Call 850-262-6000 to be an FSU sponsor right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a
home? All right, so I asked you the question just before the break, PJ, and I got from you the answer that exactly what I was hoping for, really. Have you seen the male cheerleaders for the Minnesota Vikings?
I have.
Do you wish you could purge your memory of the vision? All right, so you've got, this is not the first time this has happened. You've got two male, well, allegedly male cheerleaders. I mean, they present as men. They don't wear the skirt. They do use the pom-poms. And you've got Blaze Sheik. This is not a porno name. It's a real name of a person, I'm assuming. And Louis Kahn. There are the two male cheerleaders. The team says, male cheerleaders have been part of previous Vikings teams and have long been associated with collegiate and professional cheerleading. We support all our cheerleaders and are proud of the role they play as ambassadors of the organization. They first started performing back in, I guess, earlier this year. There was a post in May, his rookie season for Sheik anyway. I'm excited and honored to share that I am officially a 2025-2026 Minnesota Vikings cheerleader. I'm just thinking of, what was the show? Wasn't there a show for the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders that they would show you all the auditions and all the things that they go through to become? I think I must have watched half an episode of one of these once upon a time. Anyway, and there have been historically, other male cheerleaders in other sports. The LA Rams had male cheerleaders in 2018. Baltimore Ravens had several men on their cheerleading squad. Carolina Panthers has the first transgender on a squad until this year. Had, I guess, left. And it's other organizations. Here's the thing. If you've ever been to a football game, and you've ever, a college football game, are there male cheerleaders? I'm asking you, PJ. You've seen a
football. Yes, there are.
Yeah, there are. Mm-hmm. But what's different? The difference is the female cheerleaders have female cheerleader moves, and the male cheerleaders have male cheerleader moves, and they're not the same. The men are throwing and holding and shouting, and the women are being thrown and being held and sometimes shouting also. But when it comes to the dancing elements, the women dance and the men do not. until this year. Or, well, I don't know. I could say, I don't say I know what goes on with the Ravens and the Rams. But what was the most, the weirdest part of this for me was not that they have cheerleaders. I mean, who cares? There's male cheerleaders. I mean, that's a real thing. And rightly so. It's a very difficult thing. And, you know, if I had ever had anything like the physical skill that it takes to be a male cheerleader, you know, strength, basically, I mean, that'd be a pretty, you know, I mean, if you want to meet women, where do you go? Where the women are, right? But this is men behaving as women, dressed as men, using pom-poms, dancing and gyrating, and all I could think of was, I mean, nobody wants to see that. And if they do, they shouldn't, because they're different. The problem here is not that you have male cheerleaders. The problem here is that you have the gender anarchist concept of anything women can do, men can do the same. And no, they can't. In fact, one of the, I've said this before, but it's worth saying again, the kind of feminist movement is not just feminism. Modern feminism, traditional feminism is the idea that women ought to be treated with respect and dignity and ought to have an equally valuable place in society, but they should be women. Great. Yes. By the way, this is, what, 105th anniversary of the 19th Amendment being ratified for when we get the vote today in 1920? Yeah, that's right. Went into effect in 1920. Female suffrage. Great. Okay? The idea that women couldn't make contracts or own property or, you know, be on a jury or all the things that women could, or vote, you know, or hold office, all of the things that they could, that's all gender discrimination and rightly in the process of being remedied. I don't think we haven't gotten all the way there, but, you know, we're getting there. Of course, you have some of these sort of nonsense claims about, you know, women are paid 80 cents on the dollar for everything a man does. Baloney. If that were true, then you'd be a fool to hire men because you can get the same work output for 80% of the cost. And if you're in business, a 20% cost savings, you'd be insane to pass that up. If it were really true that you got exactly the same work result for 80% of the cost, again, no men would have jobs. I mean, who can outcompete a 20% cost savings? So you know that statistic is ridiculous. But anyway, every time it comes up, we need to mention it. So there's a lot of injustice in the world towards women, and it rightly is fixed. I mean, look at Afghanistan. You know, they had a celebration of their 4-year, you know, Get Out America over the weekend, and women were not allowed to attend in Afghanistan. You know, that's genuine oppression of women, right? Afghanistan is a horribly terrible place when it comes to women. Oh, by the way, I love the leader of their cultural guidance force, whatever it's called, you know, basically said, and if you are not grateful for the Sharia law that we have imposed upon you, then Allah will get you. Good Lord. Okay, anyway, we'll come back to this in a second. PJ's got traffic on the fives. PJ?
Traffic's brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Taking a look at the big board, front gate of NAS Pensacola, still a problem area. South Navy Boulevard backed up to Vancouver Street. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. So back to this female cheerleaders thing. One of the things about modern feminism is that it's not pro-woman. It's a weird blend of anti-man and men and women are the same. It's because you can't really believe that they're equal and interchangeable, and also believe that men are inferior. Somehow modern feminism has both, if you pay attention. It's male hatred and total gender anarchy. There's no distinction between the genders. And that's not what traditional feminism was, which was to make sure that women got what they deserved and were treated appropriately and not treated as subservient or subhuman or inferior or whatever. Okay, so all in favor of traditional feminism, not at all in favor of modern feminism. This is a great example of modern feminism. You put men on the field, you dress them in marginally male attire, okay, but you let them behave like women. You have women out there doing their cheerleading dance, which is a very feminine thing to do. And then you have the men out there behaving as women doing the female dance with them, which it's hard. Like, as much as I know that people's ideological biases are strong, it's hard for me to imagine that there's people in the stands watching this and they're like, yes, look at those jazz hands, spirit fingers, woohoo! You know, like, not. That can't even be 1% of real people. And those people have been so heavily brainwashed, right? So brainwashed about what is true, what is gender, what is male and female, that they literally can't even see reality. So I look at something like this and I think, no problem. Male cheerleaders, great. They have a tremendous role to play in the sport, which is an incredibly rigorous sport, in the production of cheerleading that goes on. But I don't want the guy out there dancing with the women because it's 100% distracting and not in a good way. PJ, same reaction?
Agreed.
Anything I missed? All right. 648 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What else do we have going on? Oh, are you a gamer? Do you play video games a lot? Much? Little? Your kids?
Still play PlayStation.
Oh, all right. Real video games then. Mm-hmm. Okay. But do your kids, are they gamers online, buy Steam games, stuff like that?
I'm sure they do. I don't really track it. I know that makes me a bad dad, but...
Hands off. Very interesting story about Visa and MasterCard and some of the online games connected to some of these platforms. I'll tell you about that in just a second. It's 6:49 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
When you need any job done outdoors, you need Five Star Outdoor Services. They handle it all. Lawn care, landscaping, power washing, concrete, clearing, decks, privacy fencing, you name it, they can do it. With pride in their work and at a price that's right. Five Star Outdoor Services is a local company with your satisfaction their main goal. Dependable, reliable, and affordable. See for yourself. Google Five Star Outdoor Services or check them out on Facebook for all jobs outdoors. Five Star Outdoor Services.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Summer season is here and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Mr. Randy Watson. Yes, Randy Watson.
That boy is good.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
Get past the people. Get past the hitman.
I was listening to a greatest hits of James Brown over the weekend. I was like, oh, love this. This is called Get on the Good Foot. It's a song I'd never heard of before. And, oh, man, it's fantastic. 6:52 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are just really good at this. And, you know, when she sort of got into this industry, she'd been in the news for a long time, and I knew her in that capacity. And then, you know, she'd started a family, and a lot of us who looked at her getting into real estate thought, at least, I mean, I don't know what my thought was, she's smart and capable, but a lot of people try real estate. We'll see. Oh, well, you know, boy, how wrong could I mean, it's not that I didn't think she could. It's just that, who could have possibly predicted that somebody could be so prolific at this? You know, last year her team sold 165 homes. It's not bad for doing this for, what's she been doing it, like 8 years now, something like that, 7 years, something like that. Anyway, pretty amazing. So you want to, and kind of the idea behind what she does is just absolute dedication to all the details. all the details, figuring out how to do it right, how to do it better, how to get trained, how to do it the best it can possibly be done, and then bringing that to you. And whether that is, you know, figuring out how to handle, like, if there's been a death and you've got an estate sale, that's a challenge. Figuring out how to sell a home where people are divorcing, that's a challenge. Or ordinary buys and sells, I mean, she does that too. And even something like, you might think, I don't need a real estate agent to represent me in buying a new home, but she can really help. And she likes to help people with new homes because she can bring concessions from the builder, which you may not be aware of, and she'll help you make sure that you get the end product. She likes to call herself a, you know, a blue ticket or blue tape queen because she is, you know, like, fix that. Things that you might feel embarrassed about asking to be fixed, but it's a new home. You deserve to get it just right. So anyway, the point is, whatever you're doing in real estate, give her a call. Ask her opinion. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leaven Rinke Realty. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The U.S. State Department is halting visitor visas for people from Gaza. Over the weekend, the department announced that it was conducting a full and thorough review of the visa process, specifically for people that are seeking temporary medical visas. Flights have been disrupted around the globe as a strike by Air Canada flight attendants continues. The work stoppage started early on Saturday over pay and scheduling disputes. Since then, industry analysts say about 100,000 people have seen flights canceled worldwide. And elimination games heating up at the Little League World Series. Four teams were sent home on Sunday. Washington edged out Massachusetts, and Hawaii defeated Illinois. The action continues today with more Little League World Series.
All right, David. Yeah. Thanks so much for the update. 654 News Radio 92.3. Oh, you keep hearing the promo playing that we want you to fill out the listener advisory board survey, and that's true. It's only going to be open for a little bit longer, I guess, until the end of the month is when we're going to really close it. But this is your chance to have input on how the station sounds. You know, what you like and don't like. Tell us. I mean, we're always asking, right? We're looking to improve things all the time. So go to the website, newsradio923.com, which, by the way, you should be going there anyway for the podcast. If you don't use the app, which you could also use the app, it's great. Click on the survey, which will pop up in front of your eyes, and then takes about 5 minutes to fill out. But it's your chance to be heard. It's totally anonymous, and you only have until the end of the month. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
The front gate of NS Pensacola is backed up to about Sunset Avenue now on South Navy Boulevard. So if you're heading to the base today, it's going to take you a few extra minutes. Taking a look at the big board, we also have a vehicle crash, US 98 at Fairfield Road. In Pensacola, they're saying there's no roadblock. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Somebody asked on this question of the female, the male cheerleaders for the Vikings, will they be doing traditional male cheerleader type things, throwing and basket catching and holding up on hands and all that kind of stuff? I would expect the answer is no. First of all, NFL cheerleaders don't typically do those kinds of things in their routines. They're more dance teams than they are cheerleaders, really, if we're honest about it. And even there, it tends to be more sexualized kinds of dance. It's not like the athletic sport of team dance competitions, but you get what I mean. We've all watched them. We know what they are. But also, you would need more men in order for that to make sense. You'd need, you know, five or six probably at minimum, and more like probably eight or ten to make it work properly. Because visually, like one guy doing a throw in a basket kit doesn't really make much sense. Let's see. Somebody else says... Andrew, you're confusing all these various kinds of feminism and you're lumping them all together. And, you know, you're saying that women who are anti-patriarchy are the same as women who are anti-man or anti-male. That's fair. I mean, being against the patriarchy and, you know, thinking men are wicked is not the same thing. But I've known a lot of feminists and read a lot of feminist literature, and the overlap is a lot stronger than you want to allow. I'll just say it that way. 437-1620. Oh, MasterCard and Visa have basically told Steam and another platform that I am not as familiar with, that Steam is a gaming platform where you basically buy access to video games online. And I know because my kids buy stuff on Steam all the time. They have come in and told the platforms, I'm trying to remember what the other one is called, but they've told them that they have to get rid of itch.io. To get rid of adult content, or they will not be processed, the transactions won't be processed. And of course, if you are an online platform, you're completely dependent on the processing capability of Visa and MasterCard. I mean, if people can't pay with their credit cards, you can't do business. So this is a banking leverage effort to stop some of the adult entertainment that is available on video games. I will confess to being completely ignorant about these matters. I don't know what these games look like. I certainly haven't played them and haven't gone to try to do the research. Not interested. Don't need that in my browser history. But in the last 2 weeks, letters that were sent from the major payment providers, you know, PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, that these, I guess, you know, you got to not have these games. And now the response, basically a lot of pushback, but people have, they had to comply because it was a quick turnaround. So people go to play these games and they can't play them because Steam and Itch.io and won't support them. Now, I will tell you, as a cultural conservative, I have a hard time losing a lot of sleep over people deplatforming porn games. I mean, that doesn't really bother me a whole lot in the grand scheme, but you always have to be thinking about the next domino. And if people can basically be debanked for what is legal, non-obscene, I would assume, legal speech, artistic creation, what you might call pornography, it's not that much of a move to debank, deplatform things that they just don't like the content of because it's, I don't know, doesn't care enough about climate change or doesn't embrace the rainbow agenda or is not viewed as being egalitarian enough when it comes to men and women's issues or any of the thousands of other possible shapes that offensive or so-called offensive material or content might take. And so I'm not thrilled about that. But if we have a few fewer porno games in the world, that step alone doesn't really trouble me all that much. It's kind of a good thing.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
President Zelensky can end the war with Russia almost immediately. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump posted that on Truth Social before today's meeting with Ukraine's leader at the White House, where Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports.
There are some indications that one challenge today could be getting Ukraine to talk peace terms without a ceasefire in place. You had Russia shelling Ukrainian cities overnight leading into this meeting, and Zelensky's chief of staff writing on X that a ceasefire is essential.
Something Russian leader Vladimir Putin did not agree to in his meeting Friday in Alaska with President Trump.
Zelensky today will first meet with President Trump and Vice President Vance one-on-one before a group meeting with the NATO Secretary General, the EU Commission President, and leaders of Germany, the UK, France, Italy, and Finland, who will together discuss Russia's territorial demands.
Also being discussed, a possible U.S. and European security agreement for Ukraine, but the Trump Truth Social Post added no NATO membership for Ukraine. Now, as far as the war in Gaza is concerned, as Israel continues to escalate, there was a massive protest today across the country demanding a ceasefire deal to free the remaining hostages, and there are also talks on a different conflict.
U.S. Special Envoy Tom Barrack wants Israel and Iran-backed Hezbollah to agree to a long-term end to decades of hostility. The Lebanon-based group was battered by Israel during a months-long war last year. Lebanon's government has endorsed a U.S.-backed plan for Hezbollah to disarm. It involves economic help to reconstruct the country.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. A frantic